Okay, then. We live and direct this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. 4/23/21. Friday. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. To the family members. Shalom. Peace. Peace be unto you. Yeah, that's what Yahushua is easy to say to him. Peace be unto you. It's just that he didn't speak English. So he was saying, Shalom alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You know, speaking that language back there. But that's been took away from us. So now we just say, hi. And some of that ain't how the brother spoke to people. He didn't speak to people and say hi. Say, peace be unto you. And figure out what spirit you on. You feel me? Top of the morning to the family, man. We're blessed to be here. We got a full panel this morning. We got Queen Kitty, Tay Bay in the house, helping that feminine hygiene. You know, Brother Hakeem Jabbar, Afrocentric Cultural Development Corp. Yeah, we're going to really get from these topics this morning. So that's what it is. And as we usually start in the morning, you know, I always give y'all a word or a reading. So I'm going to start off with your word for y'all this morning. I was reading through some documents, and come to find out, I've been teaching you guys about this tag, this black tag that we keep associating ourselves with, or this white tag that we keep associating ourselves with, or this Indian tag that we keep associating ourselves with, and not really studying and understanding. These are tags put on you, and they have classifications, and they deal with status, citizenship, and jurisdiction. And you have to understand who you are and who you're not, and you have to understand the demographics of this corporation. You got to understand how it was founded. You got to go back and research the founding documents and so forth. But anyway, black, that's not a race. White, that's not a race. But it is a classification. And what it's called is, if you have a good law dictionary or you want to follow, it's called a suspect classification. Now, under the Black Law Dictionary, what it says is suspect classification, constitutional law. A statutory classification based on race, national origin, or alienage, and thereby subject to strict scrutiny under equal protection analysis. It's the 14th Amendment. Examples of suspect classifications are a law permitting only U.S. citizens to receive welfare benefits and a law setting quotas for the government's hiring of minority contractors. So blacks fall under the suspect classification. Well, that says it all right there. The title says it all. It's suspect classification. Man, are you getting pulled over? Yeah, driving while black. That's why we like to say it, huh? Driving while black. Yeah, that's why you're getting pulled over for driving while black. Because you're a suspect class. You suspect. You nationless. You stateless. You don't even know who you are. You just wandering around. Somebody got a tag on you. So you don't have no justice. No peace. And that's what's going on here in the belly of the beast. So hello with that. Now, before I bring the rest of the panel in, because they sitting around here, they listening in with us. Everybody is here live and direct. I have a reading that I wanted to give you guys out of the book Noble Drew Ali, The Exhuming of a Nation. And I definitely wanted to give that to you. So what that is on this morning is, it says, why is love a necessity? Excuse me. Why is love a necessary must for the Moors? If you don't consider yourself a Moor, it was just a reading. And you can take from it what's good for you, like to be, and give you some honey, or you can discard whatever not for you. That's how we do information. We don't be biased. We like a bee. We go into all the flowers to get us some nectar and make us some honey. We're unbiased. That's what brings us to truth. We don't just hold on to one thing. All the truth in the world can't be in one book. So we go get it. So it says, why is love a necessary must for the Moors? Drew Ali said many times, his Moors need and must learn to love. That's Act 7. The peoples of the earth need to love in order to truly see. As a long-promised cornerstone, the Moors peoples cannot see without love. Hate blinds the eyes and hides the heart of people from themselves. The quadrants that circle the seven are the omnipotent expressions of the first religious creed, Islamism. They are the clovis of the four faiths transmitted by the four archangels, Yahushua, Jesus, Muhammad, and Confucius. When any man travels the full circle of quadrants, he becomes a mastermind and Muslim personified. So it's saying those four archangels, those four prophets, messengers, whatever you want to call them, are you have to study them and master their teachings for you to become a mastermind, okay? An adept, guru, mahatma, or angel is one who has mastered self and functions on all points of the pentagram, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. He or she not only sees the harmony of the four faiths being originally as one, but also has become themselves the united quadrant, a circled seven. Being the first religious creed, more citizens of the pure and clean nation can now end their search for true spiritual, pure mental, and healthy physical fulfillment. Indeed, this is the return of the ancient holistic culture and daily life as lived by the original man. They are now able to ascend from a fallen state and travel at the rate of thought. In the quadrant of yoga meditation, for example, today, Hatha Yoga has regained the height of its original African science of self-mastery and deification. This system of perfection of the God self, where man learns to worship the God he sees within, it is now being taught to all initiates worldwide through the lineage of Sikhi yoga masters, namely Bhagwan Nityananda, past 1961, Swami Baba Muktananda, 1908-82, and the present living master Swami Guru Maya Shivalasananda, that's a woman. Guru Maya is blessed with the holy breath, truth, called the grace of Shakti, and is able to lead anyone with a pure heart to the spiritual father in a matter of hours. This meeting of God and man is without a middleman. Middleman religions of the West do not offer this truth because they are founded upon manifest and semblance of love, but are not love. Juwali made it constitutional law for all Moorish Americans to know Allah, the great God, is love, and they must keep their hearts and minds pure with love. That's Act 3:7. To understand further the necessity of love. Okay, so I just wanted y'all to feel that and understand what's going on with us, understanding about love. Because a lot of times, you know, we've been filled with hate. We've been filled with hate for self and kind, and that is replicated and duplicated every day in our interactions with each other. So that's what we got to do better on. So I want to thank you all this morning. I want to say peace and love to you all this morning. I want to welcome in our panel, and I'm going to start with Miss Queen Kitty. And I ain't going to say meow, because I know she will get finished. Yeah, this for them kitties that purr. We got Queen Kitty, Miss Tay Bay in. How you doing this morning, lovely?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I can't complain. Just trying to get the people what they need. That's all.
Oh, yes. Most definitely, most definitely. Good morning, people. Beautiful morning here. Yes, I'm on my 11th day of Ramadan right now.
Whew. Yeah. Likewise. How that's going for you?
You know, it's a fight. It's a fight within itself. It's just mind over matter right now.
Right. So you've been doing the full fast, or you've been like drinking water in between, or what? Because some people, when they start, this your first one or full one, or this the 11 days, that's your longest, or what?
Yes, this is my first full one. And I think I'm doing like a hard fast. No water, no nothing before. I'm just going.
Wow, that's good. That's a beautiful thing. That's that self-purification. That's what we need to get into that, to get away. It's a lot of things that we think that we need. And when you fast, you understand that you don't need it. So that's a beautiful thing.
Correct. You most definitely do.
So we wanted to get into, I wanted to ask you about the line. I remember the last time that we talked about the line, you just had put it out. So, you know, we're just back here for a refreshment and see how it goes. And you can talk to your core base and, you know, they can hear your voice again, let them know what's going on with you and how that's going.
Most definitely, most definitely. The line is going well. We've added some new products. We've actually added a rose gold oil serum. And again, ladies, that's queenkitty.net. And we have all the yoni products, all the detoxing and steaming products. I also have added detox steamer tea to detox and purify your body when you want to, as well as purifying that yoni, that box. Yes, these products help with cysts, endometriosis, fibroids, yeast infections, cramps, STDs, dryness, tubes being blocked, discharge, infertility. We don't talk about that too much. It's something that can actually help us conceive. Like, the doctors could never, like, really help with a lot of things, and these products have been known to detox your body of toxins and help you actually conceive and give birth. So for you ladies that's having trouble conceiving, try these products and see how it works for you, because, I mean, what does it hurt? You know, if you're going to go play with you, you might as well try some all natural products and see how that goes.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, wow.
And like I was saying, we've introduced the rose gold oil serum, and that is basically a serum for scars, stretch marks, and dark spots. It is hydrates your skin, and it can also be used as a facial cleanser, and you can put it on your body. Yeah, like I said, it's oil, so you just rub it in and moisturize yourself. And, like, again, these are all natural products, 100% plant-based, no chemicals, no pheromones.
Okay. So what about for the men that's listening and they buying a product for their women? What about what part of the lineup you got for that thing to make that thing snap? That snap thing. Yeah, we on this real radio right here. We ain't holding nothing back. What you got in that package? Then make that thing snap. Then make that thing go from meow to
purring.
Yeah, how that thing get to purring now?
Okay, we actually have a tightening gel. It's a one-time tightening gel, and right now I have it going for $5 a spring sale. Plus, you get your welcome promo code. That's extra 10% off. And if you are ordering from this broadcast, I'm going to put a special code out there, and it's going to be BLOG10, capital letter, and you get an additional 10% off. So that's 20% off of your initial order. And, so we have this tightening gel. It's a one-time use, and it actually tightens your vagina. I've had real good reviews about this gel. Like, it's very interesting, like, how I can go in there and it doesn't affect you, it doesn't hurt. It definitely tightens your vagina up. Like, I have pictures and stuff on my website and my Instagram. Y'all are welcome to follow me at queen_kitty LLC. The gel I'm not going to explain exactly how you do it on here, because that might be a little TMI. But, yeah, the gel, you put it in there, and you wait a couple of minutes. And for the ladies that do Kegels and they know how to do Kegels, hey, you can do you some Kegels, but Kegels is no longer needed with this anymore, because people are saying, like, it's like first time again. And that's just a gel. So we also have a Muzoon bar, which is a tightening stick. So you get 30 to 40 uses out of a tightening stick. So
it's like the first time again. Where you need to give them that website or email again. Men, is y'all listening? They said for like the first time again. You need to get that number or email some back out again. Yeah, we need us some of that. It's like the first time again.
Queen, QUEEN, kitty, KITTY.net.
QueenKitty.net. There it is right there.
Correct.
So you got a code.
And again, like I said, you can follow my page on Instagram, Queen_Kitty_LLC.
There it is. There it is. Well, that sounds like, hey, like things is going, since, especially since the last time we talked. It seems like things are excelling, take it off. Seem like, you know, you got it down. And that's what we're looking for, you know, people to get out there and be entrepreneurs and take chances and get out there and make things happen for themselves and stimulate the economy, you know, be creators, because that's what we are. So that's a beautiful thing, and I hope that's inspiring to all you out there listening, especially for the women, the ladies. You know, you to get out there, you know, put your product out, you know, and do something. We might have more people on the show like that, more entrepreneurs, sisters especially. You know, we ain't discriminating, brothers, y'all too, but, you know, get the sisters on here, you know, let you know what's going on. And that's what we're trying to teach them, this forum, teach that unity. So I got a question to ask you, because I didn't hear you mention it. So now you have something else going on that we talked about last time, and I want to know about that too, because that's not in the title today, but it's definitely a topic that is going to definitely come up as we traverse. But I want to talk about the Legal Empowerment Group.
Exactly, because you're talking about if you have a business, and if you're having a hard time getting that business up and going and started, and you just don't know where to go, we are offering a consultation service at legalempowermentgroup101.com. Our website is officially up, and you can send a form to us, and we will get back with you ASAP. And we're starting and growing your small businesses. We're helping you grow them. And also, we've added credit repair to it. So if you need help on fixing your credit, we can give you some pointers. Or if you just need the whole thing done, we can give you some pointers and lead you in the right direction. We just, like I say, we trying to better off improve what's going on in society. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get everybody to be independent on their own, working for their own self, having their own business, and doing their own thing.
Right, and that's definitely what it is.
Yes, and also, I'm part of a nonprofit organization helping Earth acquire life through humanity. And so,
yes, ma'am.
That is going well. That's going well as well. You know, we are taking donations, food, clothes, you know, anything like that of that sort. And you can go to our website there too as well. It'll be up shortly, a few days, and it'll be launching. And once it launches, we'll let you know. And, you know, you can send in information on how you can get things over to us and everything. We're just trying to give back to the community again. Like I said, we're in the spirit of giving right now. Like, there's so many people that want to be takers and manipulators and everything. It ain't too many people that's really just give back. Just give back because, hey, it's good karma. Everything, it works in the universe.
No question about that. And that's what people need to understand, that the law of reciprocation. They're giving back. And, you know, what you do, you know, what you plant is gold, that's what you go harvest. What you give is what you get. That's how life is. So, you know, when you do them good deeds, you know, a lot of us, we doing wrong. We doing things that's not wholesome to ourselves, let alone somebody else. So when you're doing that, you got to correct. You got to start having some correction in life, you feel me, so you get them blessings coming down. So, yeah, that's a beautiful thing, because I know the prisoners been reaching out. The prisoners been reaching out real tough, man. A lot of their families and folks is listening, and they seeing the work that's going on. We just in the beginning stages with that, you feel me? But getting the process, understanding, like, it's a whole penal system. We just did a show on it's a whole penal system. It's set up and designed to enslave and incarcerate and oppress. And it's right there. It's evident. It's evident for all to see. It's a paper trail. It's a blatant record. I mean, the Quran said, "Yo, do not follow the footsteps of your of Satan, of your open enemy." Man, I mean, how much more proof do we need, folks? What's wide open and what's going on? So we got to get ourselves together. We got to look out for self and kind, because that hatred's been put on us. we don't even listen. Even in our own families, we don't have the unity, the community, the networking that we need, let alone in the extended family. So that's like a broad thing that we're really trying to focus and work on, you know. And we got to show it
Correct.
By example. Yeah, we got to show it by example because man leadeth not. Man needs example. Man, though, man like to follow. Man don't like to be the one to lead because they're scared of the risk, scared of the denial or somebody saying, oh, you failed, the laughter. But what do you have to lose, black man? And when I say man means mankind, so women don't feel excluded. But what do you have to lose if you're on the bottom rung of society? What do you got to lose to take a chance to leap out on faith, even with your coins and your money that you have? Hell, you come from nothing. And if there's nothing else that you know how to get it from nothing. So why not? Hell, if you got it, put it into the right places. We blow our money too much on the wrong things. Go blow it on something that will take a chance for success, to have something. Then if it go bad, okay, you just back at the ground where you didn't hit before. Hell, you know how to do it, run it again. Try a new opportunity. One of them go hit. But you got to put it into positivity and into yourself, not into negativity into other people. And that's what we're doing. We're putting into negativity into other people because we're going to give it back to, you know, these people that's not giving back to you, to your community, to your agenda. So, you denying self and kind in all kinds of ways during the day. And that's what we got to get better at. So how long you staying around on the panel today? Is you on the panel today or are you just passing through?
Oh, I was just passing through. And yes, I was just passing through, but I am going to listen to the rest of your show. I have a few things I
appreciate
to get going this morning.
Well, we appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming through and dialoguing with us and sharing your product and your energy, you know, and your knowledge. And it's a blessing to have you here. And we look forward to hearing from you some more. I know you're full and you got plenty you want to give to the people, so you know we're here 3 times a week, so we're going to for sure make sure that you on. We have at least the one day a week for sure that we got Miss Queen Kitty on here representing for the women and giving back information on however you want to decimate that. I'm quite sure you might want to broaden that out if you feel.
Exactly. And again, ladies and men, like I say, my website is queenkitty.net. For those of you that are looking for all natural solutions, that's that. And hopefully one day we'll be adding some men products to it because, you know, I need some for the fellas for their beards and their little areas down there too because we know how that get, ladies.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, it was a blessing. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Hope you have a blessed day. Hope you good. Hope you stay in the right spirits and mind and thoughts so we can produce the right fruit. Yes, ma'am. We thank you for having you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Okay, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Okay, family, so we still rolling this morning, and I guess we'll get into the second part here. My other panelists still getting ready. You know, we got 3 parts to this, so, you know, when it's 3 people on here, we got a part for 1, we got a part for 2, and part for 3, so it don't matter what order we go in. Until the other one's ready, somebody step up. That's how it is. Next man up. You feel me? If somebody can't be available, you got to step in for them. You got to cover for them. You got to, you know, go put it in. You feel me? Can't, oh, man, ain't showing up, and then, you know, pouting and all that. Nah, man, you got to step up, man. Show that you a product of, just a product of what they is, and bring what's out of you. So the second portion of that we're going to deal with today in our topics is rehabilitation or modern slavery, the U.S. penal system. Now, for my people who are listening, relatives are in the penal system, and that's broad. Everybody quite tapped the buzzer on that one right there, right? By the way, legalempowermentgroup101.com. LegalEmpowerMentGroup101@gmail.com. AldmoreConsultationLLC.com. And AldmoreConsulting@gmail.com. Is the forums to reach us. Listen, it's been moving and booming. People always say prison reform. I don't know. I don't understand what that is, but there's no way to reform a system that was designed to kidnap and oppress strip families. It's just part of the it's a part of the slavery system. You know? So I mean, hey, you know, how are you going to reform that? You can't reform something. It's root. It's foundated in what it is. You know, you have to abolish it. You have to crush it all the way. That's what this is about. This is about crushing that all the way. You feel me? I'm not trying to do no reform. I'm trying to crush the whole system because it's bogus. It's causing a lot of pain. And everybody thinks slavery is over. You've been thinking, oh, slavery is over. We's free. I's free, nigga, now, boss. I's be good, nigga, now. Toby. I's Toby now. You want to still be Toby. Knowing that you was Kunta Kinte before, they put it right there. You knew you was Kunta Kinte. And he didn't beat Toby into you, but now you want to stay Toby. Come on now, Toby. You got to be Kunta now. We need you to be Kunta. So rehabilitation or modern slavery, the U.S. penal system. So when you look at this, we will go back to the. We have to go back to the root of this. We have to go to the Constitution. All right. Okay, let's go to the Constitution. This one. And we'll go to the 13th Amendment again. Okay, because we're dealing with, is this rehabilitation? What they doing? That's what you think. You think they put out the people breaking the laws. They're statutory. Who are the laws for? The laws are for corporations. So why are they designed and been placed on human beings? Pharaoh, let my people go. Wicked imagination, spiritual wickedness from high places. That's what's going on in the land. But you would never know it if you don't study because you don't know what law is. See? So statutory laws to you seem like common law. Seem like God's law, seem like divine law. Oh, we got to pay taxes. Oh, that's what you say. You say that's divine law then. You saying that that's God law. You got to go pay them taxes. Okay. To taxes to who? Who are you paying taxes to? Okay. 13th Amendment, 1865. Why is 1865 important? Why is the 13th Amendment important? 1865 is the so-called year they freed the slaves. How can you free the slaves? If you can free the slaves, then you can enslave them again. That goes to show you that the tag that you under, they said that they freed you. But you're still enslaved because you got a tag on you and you don't know. You're walking around with it. It's not Smith. It's not that last name, Johnson. It's not that. Williams. It's not that. That was a free European name. He just put it on you so people to know you was his property. Yeah, so that was a property tag, but it's a free name. It's a free name of his for him. Okay. Now the tag is Negro, because that was they used that for so long. Negro, nigga. Oh, yeah, that word they said it like that. Nigga, Negro, whatever you want to say. Okay. Then you was black. Well, you was black or Negro. Okay, you start blacking us out. Then he became colored. Colored. Wow. Okay. Colored. Afro-American. African-American. Now, you've been all kinds of stuff. Ethiopian, Balalian. They don't know what to call you. But you've been accepting all these tags. Now, like I said, I'm going to get back on to the 13th and 14th Amendment. But I've never been to Germany. But I've seen plenty of German shepherds. I've seen them in person, and I've seen the police putting them on our black asses. I've seen that too, right? German shepherds is what they call them. They never called them anything else. They never called them a Illinois shepherd. They never called them a Florida shepherd. Wherever I've seen them at, they never called them by where I've seen them at. They always called them a German shepherd, letting me know their descendancy. Their nationality or their pedigree, their blood lineage. Yeah, German, right? Born in the United States, though. Born in whatever state. Yeah, came out the mother's womb here, which will make him native here, but he's still German. How is it that you keep changing? You don't see that, though, huh? You don't see that you keep changing. Wow. Know thyself. Man, know thyself. That's important. You can't have to be nothing but enslaved if you don't know yourself. You don't know where you came from. So, like Brother Hakeem Jabbar said, like, you in a coma. If you just get hit upside the head today and all recollection, everything is lost, you're just going to stand there And everybody that come up is going to be strange to you and alien to you. And what they're saying and what's going on is going to be strange. You might walk out in the street and don't even understand the traffic and the cars and how it's going. You just dumbed it down. You got to start over. You got to ask questions. You got to get understanding that this is harmful. This is not. It's like all starting over again. Okay. So that, yeah. 13th Amendment, 1865. Okay. So they abolished the institution of slavery. Let me set the tone for y'all. Y'all understand what went on. They can't abolish slavery. Yeah. That was, you can't enslave a man. You can slave a man, like I said, you free a man, you can slave a man again. So they abolished the institution. Okay, so the physical part of it was gone. That's what they got rid of, the physical part of it. Okay, they couldn't continue to function like that in the world as it is. Just like they go and say, oh, this Saddam is doing this, spraying stuff on the Kurds. Regime change. This person, Muammar Gaddafi, doing this to his people, killed this many people. Regime change. This person doing this, but right over here, right over here, the poor black man just been getting abused and abused, but not to the world. To the world, it look like you doing good in Master's house. You's a top nigga in Master's kitchen. Yes, ma'am. That's all you is around the world. You's a top niggas in Master's kitchen. And they want to come over here because that image being shown. They're not showing you how you slummed out in the ghetto just like everybody else, how you on the bottom rung, how you held in society until they get here. Until they get here and see your condition. Oh, my goodness. It's not all. Oh, everybody ain't running around like they showing on TV what's going on. The majority of y'all is piss poor, doing bad. Over here schemed and dreamed out. In the land of stars and bars. That's all you've been getting, stars and bars. That's what you see inside your head because you've been getting hit upside the head. Stars in your head and bars behind the prison system, the penal system. Welcome to America KKK. That's what it is. That's what it stands for. Yeah, I said it, and the flag is flew in all 50 states. Yeah, I said it, and it represents that all around the world. It represents oppression all around the world. That's why them people be mad about that. Yeah, I said it. I opened my mouth and said it. I ain't afraid of power. Power is going to supersede force. Allah is the force. Yeah, the universe is behind me. That's why on Star Wars they say the force with you. The force is with me. I bear witness to that. The force is with me. Through the prophet Noble Drew Ali, I bear witness to that. Yeah, I bear witness to that. So, yeah, I'm not scared of Satan, Iblis, no man in form, none of that. Because the 13th Amendment abolished form, physical form of slavery. I see you, cousin. I see you tapped in wherever you at. You probably at work listening in with your earbuds in. But I know you a faithful one. I know you is. I know you searching. That's what you do. That's what people do. People find all kinds of excuses not to find self, not to find truth. It's out there. It's everywhere you look. It's in the stars. You feel me? It's in the plants. It's in the animals. The truth out there. The only people that ain't being truthful is the supreme being on this planet, which is man. He the one being below the animal. You the one running around with the animal instincts, being like an animal below the beast. Yeah, everything else is civilized and in harmony. You the one out of order, out of pocket. Get yourself together, man. There's a lot of stuff out there you can learn. You can't find it in one place. You can't find it in one book. You got to turn over all kinds of stones. Yeah, you got to go through all kinds of flocks. Yeah, you got to find all kinds of ways. That's what the Yahushua, Jesus and them was doing. They was traveling through all kinds of walks of life, through all kinds of halls of man they must learn. Yeah, how you going to be something if you don't know? How you going to teach somebody if you ain't set the way and be an example? So y'all got Jesus messed up because y'all been giving Jesus, not Yahushua. Yeah, he had to go through what you go through. Man, his tongue was sharp with the truth, with the holy breath. Yeah, if he breathing it, man, you know how many women was flocking to him falling out? Hell, if they falling out to Michael Jackson on stage when he's singing his melodies and tunes, what you think they was doing to the Messiah? Huh? They was falling out, man, flocking. And you think his wee-wee didn't get hard? He was a man, he came. Y'all don't want to hear it like that. I said it. Yeah, you think his wee-wee didn't get hard? You think he didn't have to fight his lower self? Yeah, that's what his struggles was. Every like yours, he had to fight his higher self and lower self. That's why he came through a man and a woman like you did. Oh, did he say that? Did he say he came through a man? Yeah, you see it right there in the Bible. You see Joseph's blood lineage. His whole lineage is right there. Why is therefore if he ain't his father? Come on, y'all. Y'all just superstition. He was the Word. That's what made it immaculate because he was the Word from God. God could say be and anything is. When we say Allah, y'all say God, so I'm saying your term, be it, it is. But he whispered to them. They was whispered the favor that they was going to be, a promised one was going to come. That don't mean that they didn't go into each other. Blasphemy for y'all saying that. But that don't mean that that can't happen in the real world also, though. That don't mean a person can't just be born out. People would trip off that. I know I would. My woman or wife come home, talk about she pregnant and about a spirit, and I ain't with the spirit. Boy, you got to be real deep. You got to be real deep to fall in, and that'll test your faith for real. I'm sitting here thinking about that now. Faithful as I'm trying to be, I'm thinking about that now. Why, Lord. So, yeah, so that's what this is. So we're getting ourselves together. So this 13th Amendment, okay, 1865, the abolished institution of slavery. So the whole, all these slave names, all these titles, all this master, you feel me, all this nigga, negro, all this black, colored boy, all these terminologies, all these codes, these black codes, everything that pertains to this institution, the full embodiment of it was abolished. So when you were set free in your mind, see, they say, okay, the chains are let go, so now you got to go in and do a restructuring. See, that's what we didn't do. Now you got to go in and all the garbage that's in there, you got to take an enema. Yeah, you got to get that out your ass. Yeah, that's where the pollution come out. You got to get that out your ass. Excuse me. It got to come out. It cannot sit in there and fester and putrefy. Yeah, and mold. Yeah, and then it turns into sickness and disease, and that's what we have. You got to understand the anatomy of the body. You got to get that out of there. Evidently, what we've been taught, that's been poison. Yeah, you have to challenge everything that you've been taught to know. Because it's been force-fed and given to you. So, my father did that. My mother did that. That don't mean they was on truth. The Quran teach you that. Just because your forefathers or mothers and them did it, that don't mean that they were standing on truth. They might have been walking in darkness. Yeah, so we just following the way. All of us was born. Most of us was born. And a majority of the blacks, he was born Christian. He was born into that. Because your father and mother and them did that. They was given force that. They didn't say, hey, man, here's all the ways of life. Try these. Just read everything and whatever you come up with. You could take one or take them all. Except you didn't get that. You was drugged to church, force-fed the Bible, and that's what it is. And that was taught to you by your slave master, by your open enemy. You didn't even use the spirit of discernment to be able to discern the spirit, the truth inside of the words for yourself. It was given to you. Yeah, it was told to you how to interpret it. Right, for your demise. Right. See, they gave you religion. They came over here to propagate their faith. They gave you that. We already had cultures in a way. That's why our systems were so sophisticated. That's right, but now we don't have any kind of system. Now we're inside of their system. So it goes to show you, all you got to do is look at self. That shows you right there. We come from a system, a high cultural government, high systems of organization, irrigation, different ministries from defense to, you know, health and everything. We had, man, going up and down the Mississippi, up and down the rivers, you know, but that's lost. So when they abolished it and we was let free, we were supposed to say, oh, hold on now. And now I'm Kunta Kinte. That's what you were saying. But we stood out there and looked around, and the land was so vast, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know which way to go. A lot of people turned back around and knocked on the door. Knocked on the door to come back because there was no place to go. What I was going to do? So then we became sharecroppers. Man, it just goes on and on and on. But you were supposed to go declare, proclaim, here I is, I'm home now. That's right. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go proclaim and declare to the world, I'm home. When you broke them shackles, that's what the European did. They broke the shackles from their foremothers and their nation, from Britain, from England. Yeah, the red, white, and blue. That's what they fly over there. Yeah, they create a flag over here. They broke it. They say, hey, man, y'all been putting oppression on us in the colonies over here, man. Y'all got us over here in these colonies. Y'all putting oppression on us, working us to death, man. We ain't going for that no more. Man, we got the God right to self-government. Yeah, to sovereignty and self-government. So what did they do? They declared their independence free of anybody else but their self-governance, because you got the right to that. They declared it and proclaimed it to the world, and now guess what? You follow and celebrate that every 4th of July, but it ain't for you. You don't have no independence. You're not no nation. Your nation is represented by them at the United Nations. You don't have a seat at the table. Whatever the United States tells you the table, what's going on with you, that's what's going on. So Donald Trump said it best. I'm going to say it again. I quote, and I quote, it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. And that makes sense. Anybody out there running around in mobs and gangs, you understand that? It's safe to assume, hell, if you ain't on at the table, then you're on the menu. So what role do you play on the menu? Are you a hors d'oeuvre, an appetizer, the main course? Yeah, because there's a genius, because somebody might want to eat you now. Yeah, somebody might want to save you for later. Yeah, somebody want to put a little butter on you or some extra seasonings on you. You really can sop you up real good. Yeah, what part of the table? Yeah, what's going on? Are you on the menu at the table? So y'all better figure it out. Yeah, because people have a seat at the table at the UN. Do you have one? You do, but it's been read by black. You're black. So it's, you're up there. There's no black flag there. So it can't be representation of your own people. And hell, when you go to court, your juries don't ever be black. So you know you ain't got no representation because you're not a nation. Stateless. That's what I want y'all to wake up and understand. So 1865, they abolished all that. We're supposed to say, hey, I'm home. And so they broke the institution of slavery. They said neither slavery. So the question is rehabilitation or modern slavery. What is this U.S. penal system? Well, here it go. Let me show you what they set up. Now, note, they already had the Black Code Laws from 1724, authorized and sanctioned by your papacy himself. Yeah, the church. Oh, blasphemy, did he say that? Yeah, Black Code Laws. Read them. We had them on here. Forget them. Read them. Yeah, they deep. They tell you what your black ass could do. And when I start talking like that, I'm talking to your black ass because you governed by them. You property and should tell them. I don't got to give you no respect. Yeah, I don't have to give no black person no respect, no Negro, no color respect. They don't respect them. They don't have no civil rights. You don't have any civil rights under that tag. You got to fight for that to what everybody's given by God, unalienable, inalienable rights. You got to fight for them. You're nobody. Yeah, but there's people out there that recognize that they're other and they're a nation, and that's what you need to stand up and do and proclaim and be. So 1865, they abolished the institution of slavery. It says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except that's Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime. Hold on now. So they set in the tone. They're letting you know, neither slavery or involuntary servitude. Okay, you had a debt. You got to go to debtor's prison to pay that debt. Okay, so neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime. Okay. So damn, only way you go, it got to be a crime scene. So what did they do? They set a crime scene up. Remember, they already got the Black Code Laws, which keeps you in check. So now they're going to incorporate that into this union, into this body of law that they're putting on an amendment that's not organic to the original Constitution, but as an amendment that they never had a constitutional convention for in order for it to be in session. And Congress left out of session in 1861. Yeah, they never reconvened back into session. What you see now is bogusness going on. So neither slavery nor voluntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2, because it's two parts. Now, here it go. Here's going to verify what we just read in the first part, where the crime scene was set and how it's set and who's authorizing it. So this shows you who the new slave master is and that you're still a slave because of the mark that you have. Section 2 says of the 13th Amendment says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Congress shall have power to enforce this appropriate legislation? So let me go back again. What is the article that Congress has the power to enforce? By legislation, meaning by laws, statutory laws, because if they can create them, then they can change them. That's a statutory law versus a universal God law, which is there, it stands, it never changes. It's inalienable, inalienable. That's right. It can't be sold, transferred, or borrowed. That's right. So y'all better listen. That's how you get your land rights and stuff back. Y'all better listen. Unalienable, inalienable. Unalienable, inalienable. Some people say it different. You know, tomatoes, tomato. You know how that go. So let's say it again. I'm going to say it over faster now so we understand now. You can't have slavery or involuntary servitude unless it was a crime, duly convicted. But how can you be duly convicted if you're not in the right forum, the right status, the right jurisdiction? Okay. Congress has the right to the power to enforce these things through legislation. So it says, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereas the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So he's dealing with jurisdiction. Section 2, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Congress is the new slave master. Yeah, they make the laws to enforce the slaves. So you got to understand that. So if you're waiting on, if your family's listening for the prison population and you're listening, if you're waiting on Congress, good luck with that. Good luck with that, because Congress is the ones who got our black asses right now. They are the Whig Party. Yeah, got the wigs on, the Whig Party. So what happens next? 3 years later. So they abolished the institution of slavery, 1865. Bam. We wander for 3 years. They see that they did a good job. Now you got to go back to the Willie Lynch. He said, if you implement, I got a foolproof method of tricks in his bag. If you implement them properly, they're guaranteed to work for hundreds of years, guaranteed thousands. Woo-wee, look how many years that's been going. On the banks of the illustrious James River, 1512 or something like that. Look how long that's been going. Man, we on autopilot. We think we got everybody on go. The people, the men try to sing, they got the girls on go. The girls sing and they got the men on go, getting the bag. But we on go. We the real puppets. Yeah, we the puppets. It's a puppet master got the string on all of us. Yeah, we in the image of a likeness of somebody else. So when you read in the Bible, let us create man. In our image, in our likeness. Wow, it's real plural. There's some other stuff going on. So, yeah, that's what we've been did. We've been recreated in a laboratory and been made black. Been colored, schemed, the color schemed out of things. 14th Amendment, 3 years later, so we wandered for 3 years. And I guess they said, well, damn, Jim. I be golly damn, Jim. It worked. They popping their little bottles and their little cigars like, Jim, it worked. Man, you see that nigga there? Remember, he used to be a bad joker. His family, look at him. They don't even know where they at now. Look at him. They're like, oh, then we got him. But they have to keep, you know, keep looking and listening because they don't know when some type of information. Remember, Willie Lynch told you, the mind, it doesn't forget. It's like a computer. The computer was based off the mind. You could put all kinds of information in there. Somewhere down there, you got to hit the key word. It'll pop up. Boop. It never lost. Yeah, it's never lost. So that's what it is. So 3 years later, bam, they made the amendment, 14th Amendment, Section 1. All persons, bam, there we go, persons, members, artificial person, natural person, artificial person, of corporation. It's like Ted, the little bear, he has all the rights of a human being. You can sing, dance, do the whole damn thing, except when it comes to what the protection it has by law. Yes, that's right, the liberties. We're dealing with your justice and liberties. Your freedoms. Yeah, it's governed by a different jurisdiction. No, sorry. Ted found that out. Yeah, Ted found that out. So, Amendment 14. This is what made you a citizen. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and other states wherein they reside. And I'll just be taking that part, but the full part says, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. So that's what they try to say, the immunities clause. Equal protection immunity clause for the blacks. Yeah, they made you this old citizen, this old second, third class citizen. Really, third class, fourth class citizens, fourth class citizens. You really the scum of this earth, of this terrain up here. You're the wretched. You are. We're the wretched. And it said, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor deny any person without within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. But they keep saying the word person. And the word person is two type of person. And the person they talk about is you. See, they made you into this. Go, man, please, y'all. Please, family, make it simpler for me. Because I could say this stuff to you, and it's like, I understand it. I've been talking to people. But y'all don't understand it. And when I read it to y'all and talk to y'all, it's alien to you. Just go watch the movie Ted. Watch Ted and Ted 2. They're talking about classism, a certain class of people. They're talking about you, black man and woman. They are. They threw it in your face. They laughed at you. That's what they did. You need to go in there, excuse me. You need to go in there, and you need to find out what it is. So, the penal system. So we've been working on that, working on the jurisdiction thing. So for all those listening, you have families in there and they got life in prison. I know that's a hard burden for anybody, giving a person life. But it's always a way out. People exhaust their other remedies, the administrative remedies, or they might not have an appeal or whatnot. But you can always challenge jurisdiction. It don't matter what your crime was. Jurisdiction issue will always be challenged, no matter how long it was. There's no statute of limitation for jurisdiction. So that's the angle that you have to fight. Understanding that you're foreign to them. You're foreign to the European. This is all alien to him, understanding that. So that's what we got to get into. Understanding that this penal system, that's what it's designed for. It's designed to keep us in, and we got to unify and come together as a nation. We a nation of people. We was nations over here. It had nations within a nation. That's why I said this is the empire. This is the dominion. And people don't want to hear that and don't want to believe that. But, you know, listen, it's an empire in the world. There's only two world orders. We're living in the new world order right now, but it's the old world order. And believe it or not, that old world order still has reign and still has dominion and still is in force. It is. But the new world order, just on a different level, is crushing. It'd be simple. It'd be something like equated to like an old person in a young age. Man, they ain't trying to relate to that shit. Excuse my language. That stuff you talking, and you not trying to relate to that hip-hop boom-bomb what they talking. It's a difference. You know, that's what it is. So you got to understand that and understand that what your forefathers were and are you are today without doubt or contradiction. And you can't change that. Can't nobody change that, who you are. So everybody hold on over here to Jesus. Well, y'all need to understand the name Yahushua. So what we're going to do, we're going to take reading from the Moorish Quran, because I got plenty of time on here, you know. I got plenty of time on here. We always start our Moorish Quran, our Moorish American prayer out. So I start that, and then I go into my and take me a reading for one of these chapters in here. Y'all haven't heard the missing 18 years out of your Bible. See, because y'all never thought. Yahushua is in the Bible, and they say he spoke from the cradle to the grave, the cradle to the grave. Excuse me. So if he was a youngster talking, and he did, and he was in the temple disputing with the doctors of law around 12 years old, and then after that he just disappears. There's no information in there on his mission. There's just a lot of sayings. What was he doing? Where was he walking? Where was he going? What countries was he going to? He just stayed in one place. What did he do? Just pulled up a table and just talked in the neighborhood? You got to remember, people were trying to kill him. Everywhere did he go? Everywhere he go, he was against oppression. He was against people who was trying to rule people and govern them the wrong way instead of according to God's law. So everywhere he go, if he seen something wrong, and it was plenty of it, he spoke against it. So everywhere he go, he got ran out of there. So it's safe to assume they had weapons. Oh, blasphemy. Blasphemy, he turned the other cheek. No, Peter didn't turn the other cheek with that sword. He cut that ear off. So they must have been strapped. Hell, why wouldn't you be strapped? That don't mean you're going to, because you're strapped, you're going to go kill somebody. No, that's what you ain't strapped for. You strapped to protect yourself if somebody's trying to harm you and your family. That's all it's for. So they have protection. You got to understand the times. Y'all need to wake up. You've been dumbed down because it's been force-fed to you. So anyway, you got to understand that. The Moorish American prayer, Allah, the Father of the universe, the Father of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Allah is my protector, my guide, and my salvation, by night and by day, through his holy prophet, Drew Ali. Amen. Every time people say amen, I wonder what they do. They know what they're saying. Do they really know they're saying amen? Or do they already think about something else? Are they thinking about some angelic beings? Because there are angelic forces. You know, you don't know. We never know what's in front of you. I'm going to read y'all from the Red Book. The mysteries of the Christ Yahushua, his life works and teachings in India and Egypt. Okay? Through the great prophet of El Hajj Sharif Abdul Ali in America. They who were against me 2,000 years ago are against me today, and those who were with me then are with me now. These lessons are for all of those who love Yahushua, misnomered by the West as Jesus. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, and he had in his hand a little open, previously written book, Revelation 10. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And when the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages, had these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. And when the world is ready to receive, lo, Allah will send a messenger to open the book and copy from his sacred pages all the messages of purity and love. Then every man on earth will read the words of love, then every man of earth will read the words of life in the language of his native land. And man will see the light and walk in the light and be the light. And man again will be one with Allah. That's chapter 2 of the Moorish Quran. So now I'm going here. Y'all don't understand that Jesus was trapping. Okay, not trapping like y'all say today. He was traveling around fishing. Not fishing like y'all do today with a fish and a physical hook, but fish like the Nation of Islam used that terminology, fishing for people, the souls of men. So he was out traveling. But Jesus had to go through a school of thought. He had to go through, he had to be initiated. Yeah, you can't just be the one and they don't think you're not going to be tried and tested. See, y'all don't know that. Y'all don't know that they went through schools of learning, higher learning. Y'all don't know nothing about the Temple of Luxor in Egypt, the higher school of learning where these disciples went through. And what Jesus did, all men must do, what Yahushua did, because that's what the table was set for. Every man has the chance to be that. He was just the first to be the example of it, to conquer death. But it was the promises to everybody. The Father of the universe wouldn't be fair. Wouldn't be most merciful if it wasn't promised to everybody. See how we've been tricked? We claim this fame, but we don't pull the power into ourselves. It's about the self. By identifying with Allah, the God, the Father as self, that's when you see the Father, you see the Son, because you see the work that I'm doing. I bear witness to that. Yeah, if you don't bear witness to nothing else, bear witness to that. That's how you see the resemblance in your works, in your deeds. Okay? So we're going to go and show you how he was initiated. So he had to go through degrees. So they got a lot of different things who he was talking in here. But I'm going to go through I'm going to start with where he was getting his degrees, okay? So that way we can understand that what did he had to go through. Okay. Here goes his first test. This is chapter 14 of the Moorish Quran. Now note the whole Moorish Quran for people to think that Muslims don't believe in Jesus. Nah, we don't follow Christianity. That was something that the European created for his salvation here on earth. That's right, for his forefathers, for his children and posterity. They created that for them. We're not against Yahushua. We know who he is. We know him by his proper terminology and his degrees and his holiness and what he brought down. We don't have the water down, what you have. That's what you have, just Jesus. And that's not the truth right there. And I'm sorry to have to say that to you, family, but it has to be given. Truth has to be given to you. I can't water it down. Yeah, you got to get out of that Christianity. You got to find out who Yahushua is. That's not a forsaken Yahushua. It's getting rid of Jesus so you can learn about Yahushua. So I'm giving it to you right now. Chapter 14, Yahushua receives the mystic name and number and passed the first brotherhood test. The master took down from the wall a scroll. Hold on, let me set my mic up right. The master took down from the wall a scroll on which was written down the number and the name of every attribute character. And he said, "The circle is the symbol of the perfect man. And the 7 is the number of the perfect man. The logos is the perfect word, that which creates, that which destroys, and that which saves. This Hebrew master is the logos of the Holy One, the circle of the human race, the 7 of the time. And in the record book, the scribe wrote down, the logos, circle 7. And thus was Yahushua known." That's Jesus. You know, you don't hear the word Jesus unless they're telling you that's who it is, Yahushua. That's what he was known by, the Logos Circle 7. The master said, "The Logos will give heed to what I say. No man can enter into the light till he has found himself. Go forth and search till you have found your soul and then return." The master sending him on a mission, sending Jesus on one. The guy led Yahushua to a room in which the light was faint and mellow like the light of early dawn. The chamber walls were marked with mystic signs, with hieroglyphs and sacred text. And in the chamber, Yahushua found himself alone, where he remained for many days. He read the sacred texts, thought out the meanings of the hieroglyphs, and sought the import of the master's charge to find himself. He's trying to figure out why this man told him to find himself. Yeah, that's right. A revelation came. He got acquainted with his soul. He found himself. Then he was not alone. Somebody appeared, huh? One night he slept, and at midnight hour, a door that he had not observed was opened, and a priest in somber garb came in and said, "Listen now, this door opened that he had never saw, so where is this door appearing from, and where is this person appearing from? Remember, he in the chamber, so you got to remember, we're spiritual first, And we're fighting two selves, the higher self and the lower self. So when he was up on that mount 40 days and the devil tempting him, I give you the whole world, you bow down to me, it wasn't nothing outside of himself. He was fighting his lower self. This is the battle that we have to fight every day. This is the jihad. This is the great jihad is within the self. A revelation came. He got acquainted with his soul. He found himself. Then he was not alone. One night he slept in a master, and excuse me, and at midnight hour, a door that he had not observed was opened, and a priest in somber garb came in and said, "My brother, pardon me for coming in at this unseemly hour, but I have come to save your life. You are the victim of a cruel plot. The priests of Heliopolis are jealous of your fame, and they have said that you will never leave these gloomy crypts alive." Mm. The higher priests do not go forth to teach the world, and you are doomed to temple servitude. Now, if you would be free, you must deceive these priests, must tell them you are here to stay for life. And then when you have gained all that you wish to gain, I will return, and by a secret way will lead you forth that you may go in peace. And Yahushua said, "My brother man, would you come here to teach deceit? Am I within these holy walls to learn the wiles of vow hypocrisy?" He talking to himself. Like, bro, what's wrong with you, bro? You got a mission. You tripping. That's how I have to be telling myself when I be going astray in my mind. Bro, you tripping with that thought. You got a bigger agenda. It's people you got to touch and help. Man, if you don't get it in gear. So he's struggling with himself. Yeah, the fight is on. He wrestling. And Yahushua said, "My brother man, would you come here to teach deceit? Am I within these holy walls to learn the wiles of vow hypocrisy? Nay, man, my father scorns deceit. Am I here to do his will? Deceive these priests? Not while the sun shines. What I have said, I have said. I will be true to them, to Allah, and to myself." And then the tempter left. Ain't that something? And Yahushua was again alone. The tempter left. But in a little time, a white-robed priest appeared and said, "Well done. The Logos has prevailed. This is the trial chamber of hypocrisy." And then he led the way, and Yahushua stood before the judgment seat, and all the brothers stood. The hierophant came forth and laid hands on Yahushua's head and placed within his hand a scroll on which was written just one word, sincerity, and not a word was said. The guide again appeared and led the way, and in the spacious room replete with everything a student craves, was Yahushua bade to rest and wait. Okay, so that was his first. That was his first test. He had to go through that chamber, and they gave him a seal of sincerity. He overcame it. The fight was in himself. Yeah, the fight was in himself. So that was the first. So then he goes to number two. So we're going to roll through some. We're going to roll through. I have nothing better to do to pass information on to you and then to jump in to reiterate other little things in between interjections of what we already been putting down for the listeners, whether it's for prison or Afrocentric, cultural, development corp, whatever issues, we own it. And we just moving and grooving and trying to learn. That's what this is, a learning center. And for all those who love Yahushua, we're trying to learn to love instead of hate. I'm just reading you from the Moorish Quran. It's all about Yahushua, about Jesus as you know him. That's what our whole Moorish Quran is about. The whole Moorish Quran is about Yahushua Jesus. Do you hear me? For all those that don't know that Muslims, believe in him. Chapter 15. Yahushua passes the second brotherhood test, justice. The Logos, man, I pray out to Allah the universe blesses me with the spirit of truth and discernment, blesses me with the spirit to be in accord with harmony and peace, to be prosperous in my affairs, to help others, to be a blessing to others. That's what I pray for, to open up my tongue, like Moses had an impediment in speech, to open up my tongue, the spirit of my heart and my mind, to give information to people, to be a blessing to people in all walks of life, for things to open up to me, to know weapons formed against me to prosper, that I be able to walk and do the things that I need to do, to be a light and an example, and to when you see the Son, you see the Father. That's what I pray for every day, and it opens up to me when I stay on my deen. routine and stay on the things that I'm supposed to do, that's how it opens for you. All the blessings abound. You never know who's looking and listening and paying attention. You never know what's going to come to your way, but you got to stay the course, because as you don't know who's looking and listening, you don't, like I said, you don't know where they're from. There might be angelic forces looking and listening, spreading the word on for your blessings to come. It don't always got to be a physical person looking. We in a physical world, but we're spiritual beings. I bear witness to that. Now, chapter 15. Yahushua passed the second brotherhood test, justice. The Logos did not care to rest. He said, why wait? Because remember, in the last chapter, when it ended, it said, the guide again appeared and led the way. And in the spacious room, replete with everything a student craves, was Yahushua bade to rest and wait. So the next chapter starts, Yahushua passed the second brotherhood test, justice. The Logos did not care to rest. He said, why wait in this luxurious room? Yeah, you don't want to be sitting around all this luxury, and there's people out there starving and ruining, got nothing to eat, living in crud. I got to get out here and get the word so they could tighten up their spirits and their soul and get in harmony and accord so the universe could bless them. It's everything in the world provide for you on the earth, for you to have things and be able to give back to other people. Why you got to live in squalor and in poverty? So he said, why wait in this luxurious room? I need not rest. My father's work upon me presses hard. That's deep. You heard what he said? What I got to rest for? People out here hungry. He said, my father's work upon me presses hard. I would go on and learn my lessons all. If there are trials, let them come. For every victory over self gives added strength. And then the guide led on. And in the chamber dark as night was Yahushua placed and left alone. And days was spent in this deep solitude. And Yahushua slept, and in the dead of the night, a secret door was opened. And in priest attire, two men came in, each carrying in his hand a little flickering lamp. Approaching Yahushua, one spoke out and said, young man, our hearts are grieved because of what you suffer in these fearful dens, and we have come as friends to bring you light and show the way to liberty. We, once like you, were in these dens confined and thought that through these weird, uncanny ways, we could attain to blessedness and power. But in a luckful moment, we were undeceived, and making use of all our strength, we broke our chains, and then we learned that all this service is corruption in disguise. These priests are criminals just hid away. They boast of sacrificial rites. They offer to their gods and burn them while alive. Poor birds and beasts, yeah, children, women, and men. Talking about the cruddery of the priest and the priesthood. And now they keep you here, and at a certain time may offer you in sacrifice. We pray you, brother, they sure will. They have pedophiling on the little boys. They sure would offer them a sacrifice. They would have wanted his butt cheeks. They sure would have. I said it. We pray you, brother, break your chains. Come go with us. Accept of freedom while you may. And Yahushua said, your little tapers show the light you bring. Yeah, I expose you. I see your little dimmer of lamp. That's what he told them. Your little tapers show the light you bring. Pray, who are you? The words of man are worth no more than is the man himself. They're like, the words tell it all. That's right. These temple walls are strong and high. How gained you interest to this place? Where y'all come from? The men replied, beneath these walls are hidden ways. And we who have been priests spend months and years within these dens and know all of them. Then you are traitors, Yahushua said. A traitor is a fiend who betrays another man, is never man to trust. If one has only reached the plane of treachery, he is a lover of deceit and will betray a friend to save his selfish self. Behold, you men, or whatsoever you be, your words fall lightly on my ears. Could I prejudge these 100 priests, turn traitor to myself and them because of what you say when you confess your treachery? Like, yeah, you open treachery, and I'm going to believe you over them. And man, no way. No man can judge for me. And if I judge before testimony is all in, I might not judge aright. Nay, men, by whatsoever way you came, return. My soul prefers the darkness of the grave to little flickering light like these you bring. My conscience rules. What these my brother has to say, I will hear. And with the testimony all is in, I will decide. You cannot judge for me, nor I for you. Then, with an angry, be gone, you men, be gone, and leave me to this charming light. For while the sun shines not within my soul, there is a light surpassing that of sun and moon. He like he on fire in his spirit to go get his troop out. Then, with an angry threat that they would do him harm, the vowed tempters left, and Yahushua was alone. Again, the white-robed priest appeared and led the way, and Yahushua stood again before the hierophant, and not a word was said. But in his hands, the master placed a scroll on which the word justice was inscribed. And Yahushua was the master of the phantom forms of prejudice and of treachery. So that's chapter 2. He had to bust through. That was his second chapter where he had to go through. The next time I'll read some more on that. But you see, he will have to go through degrees. Excuse me. He will have to go through 7 of them, which is that number of completion, which is the number of the circles, low of 7, which he was, the perfect man, which is the logo that was brought back to us by our illustrious prophet, Noble Drew Ali. And I had to get that to y'all so you would know, okay? And here's something else I want to share with y'all, among other things. It's a story. It's a story about chicken and it's a parable. It's a parable that I want to read to y'all. And, man, it's definitely deep. We got the eagle and the chicken. It's called The Eagle and the Chicken. That's what we're going to read about today. And then I'm going to close out just the business formation, just going over that in little briefs so we can unify and get our bags up, as we say, and provide for our families. Yeah, employ your family. Yeah, not you work and give them some money. Nah, learn how to create your business and buy trucks and stuff and really employ your family first. Then as you broaden out and need more warehouses and buildings, you employ other people. But you start off on the ground from the bottom up first in the hood with the trucks and do your stuff, get your little contracts and employ your family. But anyway, the eagle and the chicken. That's what we're going to finish off with, business formation. The eagle and the chicken, a parable for Moore's children. During the life of man, there strove a chicken farmer to the mountaintop above his chicken farm in the valley far below. The farmer was not accustomed to such heights and without ever reaching the top. The farmer was not accustomed to such heights without ever reaching the top. He began his fearful journey back down the mountain. As he turned to his descent, he discovered an eaglet in an unattended nest. The farmer quickly stole the baby eagle, concealed it in his pocket, and carried it to his farm in the valley. Time passed with months of strife. One day a stranger, a strong mountain climber, came upon the chicken farm on his way to the mountain. To his amazement, he could hardly believe his eyes. There in the chicken yard, amongst hundreds of chickens, was a majestic full-grown eagle. He couldn't believe he wasn't eating them up. The stranger alerted the farmer of the eagle, sure to prey upon his chickens. But the farmer only laughed and said, "There is no danger there. That's not really an eagle. You only saw Chick-Chick, my dumb bird." "No, no," warned the stranger, "for I am a mountain climber and know the lofty eagles very well. Surely you must take heed." The chicken farmer mockingly went with the stranger to the chicken yard, reached into his pouch, and withdrew a handful of corn. Remember now, he took this chicken out the nest when it was a baby. This eagle out the nest when it was a baby. Now it's in the chicken farm. With a commanding song of, "Here, Chick-Chick, here, Chick-Chick," he cast out the corn upon the ground. The chickens and the eagle raced and pecked every kernel of corn, then gathered around the feet of the farmer in quest for more. Oh, how the farmer laughed as he boasted, "See, I told you it's a chicken." The stranger inquired of the farmer, "Pray, tell me the foundation of your trick against Allah and nature." The farmer, feeling self-assured his work could not be undone, answered the stranger truthfully, "First, I captured Chick-Chick from his mother's nest, high upon the mountain's face, while it was still an eaglet. I raised it with other chickens. For the remainder of his life, corn and farm food became the only foods he knew. I cropped the feathers of his wings constantly as they grew, so he never learned to fly. He could see birds of prey miles off into the sky and would warn all the chickens to hide with him until the birds of danger flew by." "Pharaoh, let my people go. What you done to man is going to come back on you." "In fact, he guards my chickens better than I ever could, and my chicken business has thus improved greater than ever. Now today, Chick-Chick, with feathers full grown and a 12-foot wingspan, does not know he's an eagle, but thinks he is a chicken. I gave him a chicken mind, and so he is a chicken. The stranger told the farmer, you have served Satan well for this sin against Allah and this crime against the earth and man. For these wrongs, you will pay, and pay in compound interest. I bear witness to that. For right now, I must take this eagle back to the mountain high. The stranger uplifted the eagle in both arms and took him to the highest pinnacle of the mountain and instructed him to fly. But the big eagle, unaccustomed to such heights, began to quake with fear and tremble so. I know this could sound familiar, black man. I cannot fly. I cannot fly. If you release me, I will surely die. The stranger instructed once again, your home is the sky. Out yonder, there, you cannot die. If you just spread your wings, the air of faith will make you fly. Listen, please take me back to the farm, the eagle begged again. Let me scratch the ground for farmer's food, and I will not complain. Sounds familiar. I bear witness in myself. The stranger, duty-bound, tossed the eagle. Listen, the stranger, duty-bound, tossed the eagle out so far out into the air. His fall made him fight in flight into controls of the sky. He soared high praises to his creator for his attainment to fly. Look at that. Had to throw him out there off the cliff. You know how you teach a person to swim? Y'all done got soft now. You know how you taught a person to swim when you was young? You just threw him in the water because from birth you know how to swim. You was in a birth bag of water for 9 months. People have birth. It's proven. You people have birth marriages. I mean, births in the water, and it's proven on camera that the baby come out with umbilical cord on it and swims up to the surface. Y'all faking, talking about you can't swim. Throw your butt out in that water, and I bet you make it to shore. Quit swallowing all that water and focus. Now, this is the conclusion of that. The Moore's children. Parables usually have dual meanings: the surface and inner meanings. I used to call it. Some people could call it physical or spiritual. They got other names for it, okay? The surface and inner meanings. Parables usually have dual meanings, the surface and inner meanings. Inner meanings are defined by higher consciousness, vision, and depth. Tools of interpretation are symbols, signs, and characters relative to yourself and times. Lessons well learned are lessons well tested. Only time is between the two. Listen, lessons well learned are lessons well tested. Now, here go the questions. Who was the stranger symbolic of? Okay. One, the stranger was symbolic of Noble Drew Ali. That's the answer to this parable. Two, who was the chicken farmer symbolic of? Europeans. Okay. Who was the eagle symbolic of? Negroes, black, colored, African Americans. Four, what was the nest symbolic of? Egypt. Five, what was the mountain symbolic of? Akubu land, Amexum, Africa. Six, what was the valley symbolic of? Western hemisphere, European rule. Seven, what was the farm symbolic of? USA. Eight, what was the corn symbolic of? Christianity, Freemasonry, Reconstruction Amendments. Nine, what was the farmer's pouch symbolic of? Churches, schools, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. 10. What was the stranger's duty symbolic of? Prophet. Stranger was a prophet. It was his duty. 11. What was the mountain climber symbolic of? Latent power. That's what's inside of you. Inherent traits. Again, inside of you. God state. Wisdom. 12. What were the eagle's feathers symbolic of? Quartz. Cut the eagle's feathers. How did he cut the eagle's feathers? He cut the eagle's feathers so he couldn't fly. So how was that symbolic of the quartz? They put the black codes on you so you can't fly. Okay. 13. What was the chicken yard symbolic of? Ancient Moors. 14. What was the eaglet symbolic of? Freedom. 15. What was the sky symbolic of? Truth. 16. What was the air symbolic of? Love. 17. What was the space symbolic of? Unconsciousness. 18. What was the eagle's fear symbolic of? Monotheism. Fear monotheism, one God. 19. What was the eagle's eye symbolic of? Meditation. 20. What was the eagle's wingspan symbolic of? Clean, pure, and free. So that parable was for more children and women, and that was teaching us about the eagle, about how this farmer took this eagle out of the nest as a child, as an eaglet, and raised it up in the chicken farm, and that's all they knew. Clipped his wings so it couldn't fly, gave him a diet, and taught him. And this eagle sat in the chicken farm. This eagle in his natural state would have plucked their feathers. Yeah, just like y'all like that chicken. He wouldn't have had him fried. He would have had him some good raw chicken. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. He would have took that on down. But he didn't, because he thought he was something else. But it was the latent inherent traits was always in him. All he needed was to see. All he needed was to be reaffirmed and shown, and it was in him. So what happened? He was scared to death to go out on faith and try it. He was told he could fly. It was in him, but he wouldn't get out and go fly. So somebody had to force it on him, had to just throw him out there. And he threw him out there. He started flapping his fins because he's trying to survive. Survival make you do it. Survival make you go inside yourself and strive and struggle for something greater. Because evidently what we've been given, it ain't helpful, fruitful to us. It ain't the right remedy. So, and he threw him up in the air, and he flew and soared. And then he was thankful for that. So that's what we got to do. You got to test your faith and character. You know, we've been given stuff and it ain't been working. We're not free. Jesus said, hey, what's the truth that set you free? That's what Yahushua said. We're not living on truth. Our whole culture is not ours. The religion is not ours. None of it's not ours. We've been living. The God that we serve in is not ours. It's foreign gods. That's why in the Bible they told you, when you go over to that land, kill everybody, the dog, the cat, everybody. Don't marry into them. He said, when you go into the land of the Ammonites, these other people, whatever, do not marry into them. Because when you go start going into them and marrying into them, then you're going to take on their ways. You're going to take on their ideas. You're going to take on their gods, their culture. And that's what we did. And we mixed in. So there's nothing wrong with a person that likes their race and wants to hold on to their race and believe, and they want to take care. And when I say race, I mean their nationality, their people. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you do it to the detriment of other people, like you're superior, every man is, we all here as one. We all here to help each other, to work in accord with each other. Just like the ecosystem with the animals and the insects, they all here doing some work, believe it or not. The sun, moon, and the stars, everything is working. Everything is working in conjunction to the harmony of yourself in this plane and stuff for you, the supreme being. Listen, like the stars are them way up in the sky, so they say. The moon, the sun. They all producing. They all helping you in your constitution, your zodiac constitution. They help you do your work here on this planet. But what are you going to do? What are you doing? We falling behind. We not doing much. So let's get it together. Let's get us a working business model where we learn how to form business correctly, where we could get the loans and stuff we need so we could provide these industries for our families. Employ your families first. Put your families to work. And you're treating like everybody else in business. You got to mix business, separate business from pleasure. If they're not moving according to the guidelines, then you got to talk to them, give them a reprimand, them, warn them, then you got to let them know. I ain't playing. We letting people go. It's too many people want to work. We need people to do right. If you put something together and work for self, where everything that's going into the business is coming back into your pockets instead of for other people. So that's what we got to do. That's what we're focusing on. That's what this forum for. Hey. Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, LegalEmpowerment Group 101 at Gmail. That's for the we helping out with a lot of issues. We helping the prison family. We helping with business formation and just how to really form them right, and just getting a lot of information out there. Different stuff. We talk to you about portfolios, about different cryptocurrencies and stocks. What might be a good idea for you? And just pass on some information. You can get the consultation free at Almore Consultation, LLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R. Almore Consultation, LLC.com. And the website, the email for that is Almore.consulting. Now, the first one is Almore Consultation, LLC.com. That's the website. The email is aldemore.consulting@gmail.com. Also have Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. The email for that is health, the word like healthcare, health.more@yahoo.com. The website is coming for that soon. Both websites are aldemoreconsultationllc.com and LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com is up and moving. Leave your emails on there. we will connect with you and link up, especially for the prison population and prison families that's calling. And we need to link up and make sure they got the stuff they need to get their packages sent in so they can get their jurisdiction, their status corrected so they can challenge jurisdiction. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're getting their status corrected. And before the people know, their status will be corrected, then they will come back in on jurisdiction. But right now, everything they send in is under the 14th Amendment. So it's been governed in governed a certain way under admiralty. So we need to get it in equity and the common law and get the fellows and the brothers and the sisters out of there. But y'all keep tuning in. Y'all keep tuning in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Whatever time zone you're in, 5:30 a.m. Pacific time, 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 8:30 a.m. East Coast time. So, yeah, family, with that, I'm going to close off. Thank y'all for coming in today. We'll get more out to you soon. And just keep striving, man. Just keep striving to do better. You know, that's what they say. If you knew better, you'd do better. Just keep striving to do better and searching out the information. Go in deep. Go in and go to the undercurrents. Find out what's going on out there. Anything you're trying to do, just go do or search it deep. Don't try to fill out for a credit card and you don't know how it works. Go into the company's website. Click About Us. Stuff going there, find out. Find out where they put the scores from. You know, you're just filling out for a card and getting shot down, they might got one just for you. If you take the time to read enough of the right things, you can find stuff. You might got a 580 score. They might got a card out there for you, and they do. But you don't know that, so you got to go search. You got to hit the buttons and read. It's exhaustive. Study, study, study. That's what Papa said. One master word, he said it three times. Study, study, study. So with that, like I said, peace and love. Assalamu alaikum, shalom. Y'all out there Ramadaning. Today is out of Jumu'ah. Today is the day man was formed in flesh. Today man departed out of flesh. That's the deep sand. Cold, will, and death. But peace and love to you all. Join us again. I'm going to give me back some rest. Got up early for y'all as I usually do. Get up about 4:45, 5 o'clock to do this show at 7:30 and be prepared. And sometime I got to go back and give me some more sleep. So I appreciate y'all coming. Tap into the forums again. Send some comments or likes or whatever. And if you got people in the prisons, hey, tell them to tap in and start listening. We'll open up the forums one day a week for y'all to call in, share y'all experiences going on with your families in the prisons. We'll open that up one day a week to start the next week to open it up to the call line for the prison people to call in and say what's going on and really tell about the conditions that's going on in the prisons, the black mold that they're in there breathing, the artificial light that's being on them for years at a time, the artificial air that they breathe in for years at a time, the food without any substance in it that they're eating, that all the minerals and vitamins have been taken out of the food, the non-health care that they have there, all these type of things, just putting in, let alone that the condition, the place itself causes a mental condition, you know, being in there with all that, and it's deep. So we need to really start fighting for real change in the land and real healing in the land, but we got to stand up and be ourselves first. We can't be under these tags. Nobody going to respect us and recognize us in the world. Yeah, we undesirable. We are nationless, stateless people. Define that. Look up that. That might be for the next one. Stateless. Yeah, I'll try to remember that. Stateless. What is a stateless person? What rights does a stateless person have? We got 90 seconds, and we're off the air. So, like I said, I want to thank y'all again. I want to thank y'all for coming. And we're going to do it again, man, as we always do. That's what we do, man. We stay here, and we do it on the drip. So, y'all come on back. Keep coming. We're going to keep dripping it up. And that's what they do, man. I thank y'all. God bless. Peace and love. Shalom. Stay safe, man. Stay out there wrapped up and protected. Don't go out unless you got to, man. Peace and love.
Just Can't do tripping. Can't do tripping. Tell me some of my best day tripping. Can't do tripping. Can't do tripping. Can't do tripping. Tell me some of my best day tripping.
Can't do tripping. Can't do tripping. Can't do tripping.